All right, Robert. So you're a guy who's got some experience against RG3. What is some of the most difficult parts of playing against a quarterback like him?
You know, he's a smart player. He's pretty much like a triple threat for his football. You know, he can run, he can pass, and he can make the hard throw. And you know, you just have to be ready for all three aspects of his game. And the defensive calls we run will help that, and just playing within our system will help that also. So,
what's your history in playing against him?
We played him twice. His freshman year when he came up to UConn, we played him up there. It was a close game. I think we beat them. I think it was 30-28. And then the next year, we played him again in Baylor. So we won that game also, and that was a big win for him. I think we beat him by like 21 points. So.
And so you've had some experience sacking him then?
Yeah, I sacked him on a nickel blitz coming off the edge, and it was a third down. It was a big down for us, and he's a good player. He escaped for a little bit, and I ended up coming back around and getting him, but he's an athletic player, and you know, when you're able to make a play on him, you got to be able to make that play. You can make something big happen from him.
Speaking of nickel, I mean, that's kind of the role that you were in the last game. Obviously, Chris Owens comes back this week. You guys are mixing things up in practice a little bit, but how comfortable, I guess, are you feeling at that position? When your number's called upon, how comfortable are you being out on the field?
I'm comfortable, you know, playing that position. I played pretty much my whole career at UConn. I'm used to being in a box and being up in that position, being aggressive, making a tackle, and covering the slot receivers. But whatever happens Sunday, it happens. I mean, whatever role I have to play this Sunday, I'll be ready to play.
You know, Coach Smith has mentioned a couple of times in the next man up mentality, and I think that has really shown itself in the secondary here with Brent Grimes going down earlier in the season. Your role obviously changes, from when you were signed back in January. I'm sure you probably weren't thinking that you'd be in this position right now where you're going to be playing nickel. How have you adjusted to how everything has just kind of changed so much over the first few years?
Well, it wasn't really an adjustment. That's just the way I approach the game. You know, ever since UConn, I started at the outside corners my whole career there. I kind of had to wait and be patient to get my time to play. And that's just the way I approach the game. I approach it as though I'm going to play any weekend. You know, my coaches have always told me, always be ready. You never know who's going to go down at any time of the season. You have to prepare to jump back in there and, be able to replace that player at any time. So I've always approached the practices on the games as though I'm going to be playing and be prepared for anything.